این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini once said that the youth can better engage in self-purification as they have proximity to the divine abode. Imam also said in one of his historic addresses stressed as following, "You young educated people, with whatever mission you have been assigned with, have grave responsibilities. Defending Islam is an obligation of each Muslim, and shielding the independence and sovereignty of the nation is also among key Islamic duties. Youth must undertake serious efforts in order to introduce the genuine divine religion of Islam from the various perspectives, including its governance and justice capacities to the human societies."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Welcome to the Spring of the Truth from Arab English Radio. Today we're again with you with another statement of the late leader of the Islamic Ummah, Ayatollah Khomeini rahmatullahi. Imam Khomeini in a statement said that it was like this in Islam from the very beginning, that the ruler or the leader of the Islamic Ummah, who was at the top of the government, in his life, he was with people, with ordinary people, and he was a person who was living a life the same as the other lives of the people, or even lower the life of the ordinary people. So in continuation of the characteristics of Islamic leader, here again, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, talks about a governor, or let's say a leader, who is supposed to lead the Islamic government or the Islamic system. He has to live like ordinary people. As we said, the leader should be at the same state and the same level of the people, or even lower than them. It's nice to know that even in the recommendations of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, we say that the one who has more responsibilities, he is the one who needs to be paid more.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala.
Imam says that the one who has more responsibility, he's the one that who has to be paid less. But the person who is at the level of management, he has a sort of rights or certain, let's say, payments just due to the position that he has taken. But in an Islamic system, the one who is more responsible, the person who has more responsibility should be paid less than the other staff and other workers of the organization. Because a person who feels that his management is needed is the one who has to sacrifice himself when he has prepared himself to sacrifice because he has, let's say, a talent. This is on him to be expecting something even less than what is being given to the others. I think it's an interesting model that we need to think and ponder. That's why we see that in an Islamic model, no one is competing to take the position from the other. Because in Islamic system, people are usually selected and elected based on their understanding and recognition of the duty that they have on their shoulders.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ruha al-Ali Khomeini, 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 Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.